lot of these, for some reason or another.
This is a conversation with Elmer Perry on December 3rd, 2004.
What is your first memory of the theater that's now called the Liberty, that was originally called the Arcade?
Well, that was back when I was young,
yes.
In the 20s.
Yes.
Why, going to the show in town was a big deal. And it was a highlight, and it wasn't once a week. Maybe later on, when we become dating age and that sort of thing, maybe we would go once a week. But money wasn't very plentiful back there, and if you worked 10 hours for a dollar, why...
Even 10 cents was a little hard to come by.
Yeah, you spent it pretty carefully.
Well, do you remember anything specifically about going to that theater whenever you did go?
Yes, my memories is more when I was a teenager,
okay.
When we were bigger kids. Yes. Well, a lot of times we would go just as friends, and then later on...
You went with some other boys?
Yeah, we'd go with other boys,
yes.
Principally. And then later on, when we got to dating, of course, then we were a bit older. That was in the 30s. When we went to that.
Well, could you take me step by step from the time you bought a ticket to when you found your seats?
I don't remember sitting down on the first floor very often, but I do remember, if I'm correct, that the booth outside, where your ticket booth, it was outside, and they had a window you could shove your money through, and then you go.
Was it usually a young girl selling the tickets?
There was always, practically always, a girl selling them. And you'd buy your ticket, and then they'd let you in the door, and then you're on your own. Then
was there any sort of an usher near the door?
I think they had ushers, as I recall, and they. They would show you the seat if you wanted to.
Were there doors on both sides of the ticket booth?
I believe so.
And when you went in, there was some sort of lobby, I suppose?
Just a little opening. And I've been trying to think if they sold, way back there, if they sold concessions. I think they did.
Candy bars?
Popcorn and that sort of thing.
How big do you think that lobby might have been?
You know, it probably seemed bigger then than it does now, because that opening really isn't, the width of that theater really isn't that big.
Well, it might be 20 feet.
Well, you know, since I talked to you the other day, I've been trying to remember what I did in putting a false ceiling in. I think I must have built some trusses of some kind.
Yeah. Well, before we get on to that, and I do want to hear about that, could we stick with the way it was from what you remember when you went there as a young person?
Well, I spent more time up in the balcony than I did down in the main.
I want to hear about that, but just the lobby part. It would have been the width of the building and maybe, what, 10 feet?
I don't, I kind of doubt if it was the full width, because there must have been some restrooms.
I think they're on the mezzanine.
They were?
They are.
Okay.
They still are.
Oh, okay. Well, some of those details I was more interested in going to the show than remembering the building.
I realized some of those details have slipped, but any that you retain, I'd be interested in. How did you get to the balcony from the lobby? Do you remember specifically?
I'm almost positive that they were side stairs. And I know that they were on, I don't remember a stair I don't think there was two stairs, if I remember right. There wasn't any on the left, but the one on the right, I remember, as you walk in. That must have been how we got up there. Did you notice two stairs?
Well, presently there are no stairs. There are different stairs, not the original one.
Yeah. But that's as I recall it.
Was there a music playing when you went in usually? Any other kind of sound?
That's something I hadn't thought about. There was probably some advertisement. And you know, it's interesting, back then they showed a lot of previews.
Yes, that was standard all over the country.
All over the country. Sure. They showed the previews, and then they showed news. That's some of the only news that we ever got. And
usually a cartoon or two.
There was some of that.
Well, coming back to going up the stairs to the balcony is fairly large.
Yes.
So what do you remember about the seating arrangement there?
There was at least one big aisle going up the middle. If I remember correct, there was at least that, and then maybe one. There must have been one up the side too to come off of the stairs.
Yeah, I could see that when I was in there the other day. Two side aisles.
Yeah.
There isn't one in the center.
There wasn't one in the center. Okay.
Someone had told me that there were couches in part of the balcony. Do you remember anything about that?
Counselors?
Couches.
Now, down in the lower theater, we call them loges. Loge seat.
That was the which part?
Down in the bottom, the first floor.
First floor, huh?
I don't ever remember of any soft seats being up in the balcony. They were just the wood seats. And they were single seats. Mm-hmm. And I guess they did that for a reason.
Yes.
But
you said you seldom sat on the main floor, but you saw the seating there?
Yeah, that was people there, but we usually just went up the balcony, the kids did.
What would you guess, both from, well, maybe more from the time you worked at the theater later on, was the maximum seating capacity of the whole theater?
Boy, that would be a hard guess.
Might it have been 500?
Oh, I don't think. I doubt that. That's a lot of seats.
250?
That would be more in the range.
Okay. When you got your seats in the balcony, was the curtain usually closed on the stage?
You know, it kind of seemed like that they would open that curtain so the screen would be visible.
That was a common procedure. I wondered if that's what they did there.
I think, if I remember it now, they did open the curtain before the show and the news and all that started. There was a show time.
Sure.
And you worked to get in there before the show started.
Do you remember anything else about the theater-going experience in that first version of the theater?
I always remember the girls that we'd take.
I mean, that was provided by the owner of the theater.
Oh. No, I really don't have any reference.
Let's go on now then to the time when you worked on the remodel of the theater. It had been, had it been closed for some years before the remodel occurred?
Well, Mr. Gruick, Francis Gruick, owned it.
Yes.
And they did quite a lot of consolidating of those theaters. I think the Star, the one next door, closed first, as I remember. And then they changed the Liberty, moved the Liberty down to where the Granada is downtown.
They moved their main place for showing films to the Granada?
Yes, yeah. And the others weren't.
And the Liberty was closed then?
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it might have been closed before you were contacted about working on it?
I don't think it was too long.
Maybe a year or two?
Probably.
But
Mr. Gruick owned the whole, all the different theaters.
Yes. Was it he then who contacted you about remodeling?
Yes.
You remember
he worked with me.
Do you remember what he said he wanted you to do?
Well, he told me what he wanted to make it into a commercial building. And so,
was he more specific than that?
Well, we had to level the floor to make it for useful for a store.
Was he more specific about what kind of commercial accommodations he wanted to provide?
I'm not sure he had a tenant when we were doing it.
Well, he probably didn't.
Didn't Coast to Coast?
That's what John Turner told me.
Yeah, I think Coast to Coast was the first to come in there.
But I would think Mr. Gruick might have had some ideas of what kind of structure he wanted you to create.
He told me what he wanted in the end result, and we did that. Because we never had any plans.
I see. Did you agree on a price for the work?
I just worked for him by the hour.
Oh.
And the crew.
Was he supervising the work?
Oh, he was there periodically. And he could see that we were getting a level floor and all those things. But structurally, he accepted.
Okay. Okay. Were you there at the job most of the time while the work was going on?
Yes.
Were you doing some of the work?
Yes. Yes. Very definitely.
What was the first thing you had to do?
Well, clear it out.
Remove the ticket booth?
I think that was done a bit later when we got up to the front.
Oh, where did you start then?
As I recall, we started with leveling the floor.
How did you do that specifically?
Well, you feather it out. You start from nothing and go on a level till you get clear to the back of the building, putting your joists in.
Could you describe to me how the floor looked before you started the work? About how high it was at one end? And
I imagine, as I recall, that there was probably a 3 or 4 foot slope from the front of the theater to the back.
Uh-huh. And that would have started at what would have been
just
the back
as you,
of the lobby?
Just as you enter in to, yeah, after you get out of the lobby into
so
the main building.
In order to get onto the main floor, did you go up a sloping floor?
No, not to get on the main floor. You just walked straight in and then it started its slope.
Well, if it was above the level of the Adams Avenue side, how did you, did you have to come up stairs or you some way to get up to the level of the floor?
No. If I remember right, you just come in from the ticket booth into the lobby, and then you could walk right on down into the main show place.
But it sounds to me as though the floor at the Adams Avenue side was level with the street and then went down
more,
to there.
More or less, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To know exactly, but it was more or less level.
Right. So it was sloping down
from the entrance
the front
of
the stage,
from the front of the theater, down to the, you know, as you mentioned that, I think that the stage was very nearly level, probably with the front of the building, out where the lobby was. It could have been pretty, because your slope goes down, and say it went down 4 feet in the length of the building, that would make the stage.
Right, I see that. Was there anything like an orchestra pit in front of the stage? Or an area where you could put an orchestra or a small group of musicians?
No, I can't remember the details on that, but it's very logically that there was. Because they used to put on these shows. Because when this was theaters first made, it was people brought in the entertainment.
Did you have to do anything with the stage?
I don't think we did anything. I don't think we did anything much.
Would it be accurate then to say that the back of the store areas is right level with the stage?
It could be very cold. And we did something in the back with those doors and everything, and I just don't remember. It has been over 40 years.
Yes, I think I saw parts of the doors, at least what Howard told me were the
outside
doors at the back. Mm-hmm. I don't think they've been used for years, but they were stacked in the theater.
Yeah.
And so the leveling of the floor meant that you had to, first of all, take out the seats, I assume.
And I've been trying to remember, I don't think we took the seats out. I think
they had to be gone when you were working.
Probably already out.
And what was the floor, hardwood, do you think?
It wasn't hardwood. It was just probably fur. It must have been.
Was it on a substructure of 2x4s to create the slant?
Well, I didn't see underneath the floor, but they just did the same thing, only we did it backwards. We filled it in and they made the slope. And I was never under that floor. I don't know how they...
But you took out the slope, you said.
No, we built on it. We didn't remove the original theater floor.
Oh, I see.
We just built, our floor joists, uh-huh, put beams in and our floor joists and fill.
I get it.
Each floor joist was higher than the other.
Yes. So the people who work in those stores now, Domino's and the Frame Shop, are essentially walking on the area where the seats were.
Right, mostly.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, did you ever hear anything about who had designed and built the theater?
If I did, I sure didn't remember it, because...
You think 1910 would be the approximate date for building it?
I bet it was there then or before, because I know that the hotel across the street...
The Foley Hotel?
Was there at the turn of the century, because that's when my mother and her family come to Le Grand, just about the turn of the century.
Well, but after you finished leveling the floor, what did you do next?
Oh, the big part of it was to put a false ceiling. And that was, like I mentioned a while ago, I was trying to remember, maybe, were you up in the attic?
No, not the attic.
Up
the balcony,
above the
balcony,
in the balcony.
Yes, yes.
Do you remember what the trusses?
There wasn't much light, but you could see the false ceiling there.
Now, whether this is what I was wondering. There's some trusses there.
Yes. Okay. We're looking at a picture here now. There are, I think, two trusses, or at least pieces that, that stick up in the shape yeah. of a roof beam.
Well, that big old chandelier light is still there.
Yes, it's still there.
Oh, yeah. That's a real antique.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Well, tell me more about constructing this false ceiling.
Oh, I'm trying to get a vision of how I did it. And I'm not even sure which direction I'm... Oh, this is the stage back.
That's right. Where this is this. These photos were taken from about midway up in the balcony.
I think that I've been trying to figure out how those trusses come to the center there, because they would have had to have been a post to support that.
I didn't see anything like that. Were they
down in the store part?
Oh. Were they there to give strength to the ceiling?
It must have been. And that is not clear. But if I put posts as center support there, it would carry the weight to both sides.
Yes.
And then the joist
yes.
would have had...
There's also a wall between the two stores now, so that might... That originally, I think it was just one store, wasn't it?
I
whole
think
area was open.
Probably
so
when...
Maybe now the support posts are concealed.
But see, there's... Ceiling, there's Joyce.
Oh yeah, well, they yeah. they run the long way from the balcony over toward the stage.
Yeah, it would be interesting to go up in it. What are they doing here?
Well, he's just sorting out the junk that was piled up around there. He's got a vacuum cleaner up there, and he's trying to clean things up. It's not dusty there now.
That particle board. Was not a part
no,
of our...
No, that probably was some other project. There's just a miscellaneous array of stuff up there. It's not very orderly.
Well, this must have been the balcony
yes,
right here.
That's right. Right along here is the front level of the balcony. There's a pipe about
oh, okay.
6 inches up from the front part of the balcony.
And then it had a railing up there.
That's right.
Yeah, a lot of memories in there. All that, those pictures are interesting.
Can you remember anything more about the construction process?
If I remember, we must have put sheetrock on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Put our joists up. But I don't remember of putting any insulation in there. Now, I won't say we didn't.
There is insulation now.
Is there? Is it the bats or is it the blown in?
I think it's bats.
Well, we probably did that because heat was a big item at that point.
Oh, yes. What do you remember about plumbing?
Oh, I'm sure that we did some. And now, like I said a while ago, I'm not sure where the restrooms were. You said they were where?
They're on the mezzanine level. There's an area at the front. The office is upstairs. And on both sides are the former men's and women's
and
toilets.
So the people from the lower floor would have to
yes.
go up. Now,
there might have been toilets on the first floor, but Howard didn't mention those, and I didn't see any evidence of that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that could have been incorporated in the remodel that he did for the stores.
Yeah. Well, there would have to have been some modern plumbing put in for
yeah.
the store and that.
You didn't do that?
Oh, I'm sure we must have.
On the wall of the theater, which you can see from the balcony, here's one example that's pretty faint, but right against the wall are two pipes. They look as though they might be exhaust pipes. They're about maybe 4 or 5 inches in diameter, and they obviously have been installed after the original construction of the theater. They go up to the roof. Howard thought that they were vents for the toilets, for the stores.
Very, very probable.
Do you think you put those in?
Oh, if we put modern plumbing, I'm pretty sure we did. Bob Swivel Plumbing, probably did our plumbing. There was two major plumbers at that time, and that was Swivels and Space. Uh-huh. And Space was just back across the alley. So I can't say who did it. But
the pipes are really ugly. And
they're just cast iron.
Yes.
And they usually come in 5 foot lengths. Uh-huh. And so they would have to stack.
There was a crude hole, or two crude holes, made in the ceiling in order to get them out onto the roof area. Yeah. They really disfigure the inside of the building if you were thinking about redoing it.
Yeah.
But apparently they were necessary for the plumbing at that
time. Well, yeah. And they would have had to been vent pipes because, and then the plumbing probably went out to the street.
Yeah.
That was quite a fancy building back in those days.
Yes, it was. Do you remember anything about the what I'm calling the mezzanine? I'll show you.
Well, the mezzanine would be the main.
Yes. Here's the door on the left-hand side as you're facing the back of the theater. There are four steps here that go up to the balcony. And there's a similar, I think there was a similar door on the other side, but it's not there now.
That looks like a door we might have put in.
It doesn't look like the original. And this.
Yeah, I recognize those slag locks.
Those what?
Slag locks.
Oh, yeah.
Probably put 1,000 of those.
This is standing from about where this door is and looking that way. The office is over here. This is the front of the theater. And the women's toilets are here and the men's here. And then there's this little opening here where it looks as though there might have been a place for some kind of a candy stand or some such.
Why would they have had that candy up in the balcony?
Well, I don't know. It may not have been for that purpose, but there is an opening there that maybe is about 3 or 4 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately across from the office door, which is this.
Yeah. Now, we didn't do anything to that stuff.
You had no reason to be up there.
No.
Right. Here's a picture of some of the carpeting.
Oh, yeah.
That is in the balcony and in the mezzanine.
You know, I
fairly good. Do you remember that?
Not really. That pretty fancy carpet.
Yes, it is.
And I bet it was expensive.
Probably was.
That would have been almost a hand woven.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's obviously pretty durable.
But to get that pattern
it's unusual. This is a picture of the women's toilet door with a cloth fan thing. Has
fancy,
pleats in
kind
it.
Of pleated.
Yeah, I imagine that the men's had one too.
Hmm. Just wonder why they put those restrooms up so high. Up there.
Well,
maybe they didn't. Their bottom space was probably too valuable to.
Maybe. That's one of the reasons I'd like to see the plans, if I could find them somewhere. This is the door to the projection booth.
If you don't work here,
stay out.
Oh, they used to have some pretty big, noisy projectors.
Yeah, and they were very hot too, I understand.
Yeah.
Carbon arc.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that door, that almost looked like a metal door.
I think it is, yes.
Maybe it was that. And you know, I remember particularly because when we were working there, I was called to be the bishop of the La Grande First Ward. There was about 600 people in it. And then I remember so well where we were working when that happened.
How long did it take you to finish the job, do you recall? 6 months?
Oh, I don't think we worked there that many months. I would have thought that we'd have probably done it in 4 or 5 months.
Four or five months?
Yeah. Because I had a pretty good crew. I had 3 or 4 of us work there.
Was there anything particularly difficult about the job?
No.
Did you have to pick any changes from Mr. Gruland, or was everything to his satisfaction?
We just... No, I don't remember of any. We had good communications. I got along good, and we communicated and talked about it. He was there if a decision needed to be made.
Do you recall any parts of the theater at all that had to be removed?
Well, I know that we took down a lot of the drops, some of those things that was back up on the stage. And the big pulleys, there were just scores of ropes and pulleys. And
why did you have to take those down?
Oh, I don't know. They were just clutter.
But they weren't in your way, were they?
I can't remember what we did on that up on the stage. But I think that we built something. We used that space for something. And
materials?
I mean, it was storage room or something because it went clear to the alley.
Yeah.
And we fixed, if I remember, we fixed the back door so they could have service entrance. And I think it's still there. Either the server in the back alley or on the side. Seemed like there was a door next to the old post office.
Does the building have a basement?
I bet it has something. Because for that floor, you know, I never remember going down and into a basement, but I bet there's a crawl space down there, a big crawl space.
Do you remember anything that looked like dressing rooms for performers?
I don't. You know, that's something I've never ever thought about. Mr. Gruick's son, I wonder if he might remember, because he's not a young man anymore.
You know, he's younger than I am, but...
But he would probably know if it has a basement.
Yeah.
I bet it has some sort of a basement.
Well, John Turner says that he had to tend the furnace when he worked there.
John worked there?
Yeah, John did. He was an usher. And I guess he was sort of a handyman, too.
Uh-huh.
This was right around Second World War.
Yeah.
And I guess when he was in high school and shortly after.
How old is John? He's about 80, isn't he?
77.
77.
He recalls that the furnace was a mean one to tend to. It was temperamental.
Yeah, those steam furnaces back there. So there must have been a basement, little or big.
At least a partial basement, apparently.
Because you'd had to have a place for the furnace.
Yes.
And I was just trying to think of if the coal bin, where it would have been.
I think John said it was sawdust that they were burning.
Where?
That they were burning sawdust.
Burning sawdust?
I think he said that, yes. Didn't people do that?
Well, there was... I don't remember any sawdust furnaces, but I certainly won't say they didn't have them.
Well, they
because they had big sawmills
sure.
All over the place.
I may have gotten that one wrong. Did you recall walking around on the stage?
Well, yeah, we were there in Toro.
Just approximately, how much wing space does it have? You know, from the edges of the proscenium, that is the front part of
the part
stage,
that we could
over
see
to the wall.
Oh, there must have been 10 or 15 feet on both sides.
Okay.
Because it was just one center deal when they opened those curtains and all. And so they would have, maybe there were dressing rooms over there.
That's a possibility.
And they could have been some back behind the stage. It's quite a ways to the alley back there.
Well,
I mean, there might have been some.
How far do you think the stage is from the back wall? The back wall of the stage to the back wall of the building.
Oh, there's some distance there because they had room for several series of drops in that time. They could pull one up and drop another and down.
Sure, that was common for theaters that had live performers.
Yeah.
Well, if there were 10 feet, say, between the back of the stage and the wall, the back wall of the building, would that just be open area, or is there any kind of structure there?
All beyond the curtain drops, I'm sure it probably was just open. But we didn't do much remodeling back in there.
I understand that, but you said you were using the stage for some purpose, so I thought maybe you'd looked around there.
Oh, I'm sure I did 40 years ago.
Yeah.
45.
Well, I know your memory's good, so I wouldn't be surprised if you remembered everything.
Yeah. Well, the thing of it is that through the years we worked on hundreds of jobs.
Oh, sure.
And that has a tendency to scramble your brain.
Do you recall what time of year you were doing the work?
Seemed like it was in the winter.
Did you have to have auxiliary heat?
We didn't have any. If I got my records out when I was made bishop, I could remember what time of year. I'd know what time of year.
Was the store space occupied soon after you completed it?
Oh, I think so. I think they took over it. Because I don't remember that sitting after we finished. We did quite a little bit of work on the front to remove all that stuff so that it was clear. And if I remember properly, we put in new front entrance doors and all that. There was some tile work and a lot of those things to marry it with the outside sidewall.
Well, that was what I was wanting to know about when I asked you whether you had to remove certain parts of the building.
Well, the wall between the foyer and the theater, I'm sure, had to come out of it. But I don't remember the detail. I haven't been in that building since Coast to Coast went out.
If the decision were made to restore the theater as much as possible to the way it originally looked, what difficulties do you anticipate?
It would be just unravel what we did.
And how difficult would that be?
We never destroyed many support things unless it was the underneath in that area of the front entrance. We maybe took out some posts, but we had to put something back to support it. And I don't know how it is now. But we never did anything to the main floor, the slope floor, other than to build on it. and we put the ceiling, put it in there and supported it on the floor after we got it done. So it would be just a matter of taking it out. We didn't just do anything that I remember to the original ceiling in the theater.
It has some signs of damage, probably from leakage. I understand that the roof was replaced a few years ago, but even a new roof wasn't sufficient to keep some of the water out.
Oh, that's too bad.
However, the damage doesn't seem severe.
Now, that was plastered walls.
Yes.
Wood lath.
Lath and plaster, yes.
Right.
You could see the lath in some places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's what's happened out the Hot Lake. The water got to that plaster. And it.
I know you haven't been keeping up with modern building standards a lot, but how likely do you think it is that present building codes would require earthquake reinforcement?
For a public building, they probably would. Oh, heaven help them if they try to beat the code on some of those things.
Yeah. That would be expensive.
That could be determined by the building department.
Yes.
Because those old bricks, they probably tell you them old bricks are about ready to fall down.
Well, according to Howard, they're in pretty good shape, and in fact, the pointing is pretty good in many places.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's considering doing some repointing.
But that would be a very important feature to check in on before any restoration.
Oh, yes.
Because, well, I shouldn't use the term narrow-minded. It's just safety factors.
Yeah.
But their restrictions are so difficult to work.
Often for good reasons.
Yeah.
Because the
had an earthquake and
the codes for building in earlier days were not as strict, and therefore the buildings were not as safe.
They never even had a code, I don't think. But it was an interesting project. We did enjoy that.
You've lived in Union County for nearly all of your life. You've seen downtown LaGrande at various stages in your life. As you said, you went to police there when you were younger. As you look at what has been happening in downtown LaGrande, especially trying to preserve the older buildings or restore them to approximately the way they were, what would be your judgment about the importance or the value of restoring the Liberty Theater?
Of that building?
Yes, that building specifically, considering its location too.
Well, it's an ideal location spot, and with the other new buildings coming in so close, makes it even more suitable for something. I know LaGrande has the reputation of tearing down all of its old buildings, and I've seen most of them. The LaGrande Hotel, the Foley, the Sacagawea, and all of those hotels go down.
Yes. But of course, as you know, LaGrande now has a historic district downtown, Adams Avenue.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen unless the building is completely unsafe.
Mm-hmm. I also remember down across from the theater now, that whole block burned a whole section at one time. I remember that so well. That hadn't been that long ago, 20 or 30 years ago. But one by one, they're either remodeling or taking some of them down. But if they're going to try and preserve them, why not? Because I've personally remodeled or done some work on about 50% of the buildings up and down Adams Avenue. Sometimes they were large jobs and sometimes they were small.
Do you remember having any feelings that were similar to regret about the remodeling you did on the Liberty Theater?
Well, I realized that it was destroying a landmark for sure. Because of, I don't know the age, but I would say it was probably the first theater that was built in Le Grand. What did John and them say about that?
I don't know.
But I bet it was one of the first.
That's beyond anybody's memory.
Because the existing Granada Theater never had the spacious big.
No.
And it don't have any balcony or anything. So if I was gonna guess, I'd guess that building was the original showplace. Well, now there's another building someplace down there, and Dick Hyatt. You know Dick Hyatt.
Yes.
Because you probably taught up there at the same time he was there.
Well, I knew him slightly when I was first here, but I renewed the acquaintance.
But he knows about the first show house.
Stewart's Opera House.
Is that where it was?
Yes.
And it was down Adams Avenue away, around the drugstore down there.
That's right. I think above what was Payless.
Mm-hmm.
The building where it's between the present, First Bank used to be Pioneer Bank, and was First National,
and back.
Between there and the building toward Depot Street.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, he's written quite a bit about Stewart's Opera House.
Well, theater is his life.
Yes. However, from what I've read about that, it was a second floor meeting room that really wasn't a theater, so it was remodeled gradually to make it into, made useful to be a theater, but certainly it didn't have the integrity as a showplace that the Liberty had.
No. And what's interesting, that this stuff is still there.
It is indeed.
And they would have had to have some way, cheap way of heating that big building back in those days.
Sure. Sure.
But I've never heard of sawdust. Where did you learn that?
John Turner. That's what he said.
Oh, they used to use sawdust for insulation on some building.
Well, sawdust burns, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I guess it didn't burn very well, and he had a lot of trouble with it.
Well, unless you had a special furnace to burn.
Yeah. However, that's not important. It was just the fact that he remembers that the furnace being hard to tend. He swore at it quite a lot because it was his responsibility for keeping that theater warm. And it was hard work.
Yeah, I bet it was. And he was just a young kid at that time.
That's right.
He's younger than I am, quite a bit.
Do you remember the last movie you saw at the Liberty?
Mm-hmm.
When would that maybe have been, in the 1950s?
Yeah, well, I left Le Grand in 1938 and didn't come back until 8 years later, and I'm trying to remember going to that theater after we got back, and I just don't remember.
Okay.